Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we're on page 27, starting with that first paragraph, some of our alcoholic readers, through two paragraphs ending closed on him with a clang, commenting on these two paragraphs today. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Mary P., 12 Traditions, Leela S. Readers of the text are Lisa N. and Dana P. The reference number for Sunday, June 23rd, is 21,509. That's 21509. And for this morning, Monday, June 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,510. That's 21510. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Lorraine N., and Betsy H. will do the announcements. A big thank you to everyone who has been providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you so much, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this month, and I'll pass.
We can't hear you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you for that. Sorry about that. I will now ask Leela S. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you. This is Leela S., compulsive overeater from Missouri. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. The OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Leela S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 27, starting with the first paragraph, Some of Our Alcoholic Readers, through two paragraphs ending Closed on Him with a Clang. And we'll be commenting on these two paragraphs today. I will ask Lisa N. now to read and share with us.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Good morning, everybody. Lisa N. from Wisconsin, gratefully recovered today by God's grace and mercy. Some of our alcoholic readers may think they can do without spiritual help. Let us tell you the rest of the conversation our friend had with his doctor. The doctor said, "You have the mind of a chronic alcoholic. I have never seen one single case recover where that state of mind existed to the extent that it does in you." Our friend felt as though the gates of hell had closed on him with a clang. And when I heard that, or I actually heard it, somebody talk about it this morning on the earlier meeting, I went right back to the seat that I was sitting in the room, because I used to go to in-person meetings. I still do, but the one that I went to is no longer in that location in my area. So I was sitting in that room, and we had divided up because there were so many people in that meeting that we had to divide our group for sharing. And I was sitting there, and I was listening to somebody speak, and I thought, you know what? I can't do this anymore, because I'm not doing it right, and I need somebody to help me. And what I would say is, at that moment, it was just before the gates of hell clanged shut. I was fortunate to just get under before it clanged shut, because I was feeling that gift of desperation, that terrible fear, that I'm never going to, if I don't do something, I'm never going to get well. And I had been going inconsistently, I might add, to meetings for 2 years until that finally dawned on me that I needed to do something serious because I had an alcoholic mind. And, you know, we never really studied the big book in that meeting. It was a different time and it was a different kind of meeting. It was a great meeting. It got me where I needed to be. But and the people were wonderful and their shares and everything, but I was so checked out that I wasn't hearing what they were saying. So all the time, it was kind of like church. I sit in church sometimes and I'm in and out with the pastor's message. And my husband, I'll come home and my husband will say, what was the sermon about? And I'll be like, so it was kind of like that. It was fuzzy. But what I learned finally by surrendering to a sponsor, somebody that was willing to help me, is that I was not running the show anymore and I couldn't do it. So I would need somebody's help and do what they told me to do, not what I wanted to do, what I thought I should do, what I tried before. None of that worked. I needed to listen and be quiet and do what I was told. So I guess that's all I've got. Thank you so much for letting me be of service this month. I absolutely love this meeting. Thank you. That'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa Ann. What a great way to get us started. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? Press star one if you'd like to share.
Ian F.
Rachel R. Rachel R.
Ian F. and Rachel R.
Victoria T.
Victoria T.
Joan Marie.
Joan Marie.
Debbie E.
Debbie E.
That was Jody.
Oh, Jody E. I'm sorry. Okay, I have Ian F., Rachel R., Victoria T., Joan Marie M., and Jody E. Would anyone else like to get in there?
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, let's go with that lineup. I have Ian F., please go ahead and start us off, followed by Rachel R.
Hey, y'all. This is Ian F., compulsive overeater out of Indiana. Very grateful to be here. I love this topic. I think it's my favorite one. I was doing some writing this morning about the powerlessness and step one and how the new phrase that I have come upon is that step one works you. You know, like I think that to get to the place where you can believe in a higher power that is actually infinite, you have to feel like there is no hope. I don't know why that is how we seem to be wired as addicts, as alcoholics with food, but like without fail, every person like me that I know, we have to explore whatever cyclical pain we're going through to the fullest extent, finally accept that it is not working. You know, we have to feel like we're completely hopeless. And that's how I was with food, and that's how I am with most things, to be honest. I have to be beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten. You know, and this it's about to say, is there an exception? But like right now, you know, if you're in that place with food, you're in the right place. You know, that's how I knew I was ready to start. So my sponsor knew I was ready to start. So I know my sponsees are ready to start. It's like, if you have this idea that like, oh, I can still do it, you're not quite where you need to be. You know, so this hopelessness was perfect for him. That's all I got to share. Love y'all. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Ian F. from Indiana. Rachel R., please share with us, followed by Victoria T.
Hi, good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. Hi, good morning. Sorry for the background noise. I'm on a walk. So I listened to the reading. The last part I remember, because I'm walking my dog, is that I think something about the gates of hell closing. And it just looks, you know, I'm in a relapse right now. And I feel like it's like the gates of hell have closed, but I just don't realize I got left inside. And I am just kind of like frustrated and upset that like I'm not seeing the powerlessness. I'm not seeing, you know, I mean, I guess I'm seeing it because it's like been binging, but I'm not seeing the way out, and I'm not, I guess, taking the steps that I need to be taking for them to happen. So it's been a frustrating process, and it's still kind of like I'm in shock that I did relapse after so many years, and also that I, you know, I'm not really, you know, doing too much about it to resolve the issue. Anyway, so I'm just praying. I haven't even been praying, but praying that, you know, somehow resolves itself, asking other people to pray for me too. And that's all I have. And I pass. Thank you so much.
Did you want to let us know where you're calling from, Rachel?
Oh, California.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for that share. Keep coming back. Victoria T., it's your turn, followed by Joan Marie M.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Victoria T. from Texas. I'm a compulsive eater. Grateful to be here. I've been listening for months now. I have been in and out of a vision. I had sponsors. I tried to work steps. I got to 9 and got chicken. Today, I am this paragraph. I have the mind of a chronic dieter. I am a compulsive overeater, food addict, bulimic, anorexic, arsid, whatever, and I can't do it by myself. And I really do feel like the gates of hell have clanged on me. I went to the special edition yesterday, or listened, and I actually reached out to somebody and got a response and thought about a few other people that I could call and got chicken. I'm pretty surprised that I announced myself and said I want to talk, but I'm at that place of utter defeat, complete defeat, the remorse, the surrender, sick and tired of trying to do things on my own and recognizing that my thinking has kept me sick. I want health and happiness. So I'm really grateful to be here today. And thanks, everybody. Bye.
And Victoria T., before you go, could you let us know where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm in Texas.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I didn't catch that. Sorry about that. All right. Thank you so much, and keep coming back. For those who are returning and haven't been here for a while, or those new people, please stick around to the very end of the meeting when we allow newcomers a chance, or those returning, to announce their names and numbers. So Joan Marie M., please share with us, followed by Jody E. Star 1, Joan Marie.
Thank you, Dawn. I was talking away. Thank you for your service. What beautiful shares. They make me, they're so emotional, and I'm so glad that they're on the line, because I never want to forget, never forget what it's like, the gates of hell clanging. Yes. What stood out, I mean everything there, but what stood out now that I want to say is that I have the mind of a chronic alcoholic, a chronic overeater. I can't forget that. And that a power greater than myself, who I call God, has restored me to sane eating a miracle. And I had to do everything that my sponsor said. First of all, get a sponsor, listen to Vision every single day, and then call someone and ask for their help. And there she was, an angel in disguise. So I'm so grateful. I don't even know why I'm so emotional this morning. I guess remembering back, you know, how it was and how grateful I am to be free. The bondage to food has been lifted, and it was by the grace and power of God only. And I was had a lot of faith in God and went to church and all that, but I need it all. God has put this program together for me, for us, because it's a we program. It can't be, I could not do it alone. I needed God, first of all, and I needed every one of you. So if you're on the line and you feel hopeless, there's hope here. Everywhere in this book it says have recovered. But in order to keep it, I have to have that conscious contact with a power greater than myself every single moment of the day. Pause to me means pray. Ask God. I don't know how to do this, but you do, and I'm going to let you. That's 1, 2, and 3. Simple, not easy. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Jody E., it's your turn, followed by Deborah G. And just a quick reminder, we're on page 27, the first paragraph, starting with some of our alcoholic readers, through two paragraphs ending closed on him with a clang. So we're commenting on those two paragraphs today. Jody E., it's your turn, followed by Deborah G.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you, everyone, for being here and for this wonderful meeting. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic in Monterey, California. So some of our alcoholic readers and some of our compulsive eaters on the line may think they can do without spiritual help. You may not believe in God. You may be an atheist. And you may be wondering, how in the world am I going to be able to recover if everyone's talking about God? Well, this is saying spiritual help. Do I have to believe in God? Not necessarily. We do have members who are atheist or agnostic and who do recover from this disease. There is something spiritual going on when they recover, in my opinion. They may not believe in God, but there is something spiritual that happens when I admit defeat and I ask for help. I reach out, I take that risk of picking up the phone and risk rejection even. But I must risk that if I'm going to recover, because I cannot do this alone. I am powerless over food. So I pick up the phone, I ask for help, and I find out that I have an allergy of the body, that once I start ingesting my alcoholic foods and ingredients or behaving in ways that are alcoholic for me, that the phenomenon of craving begins and I can't stop. And I also learn that even if I do stop using those alcoholic ingredients or foods or behaviors for a period of time, I have the mind of a chronic compulsive overeater. And eventually, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but if I don't work the steps, the idea will return that I need or want or can safely consume those alcoholic foods. So that is what it means to have the mind of a chronic compulsive overeater. I will pick up again, even after a period of abstinence, because I have this, because I'm an addict, because I'm a real compulsive overeater. And the only solution, this book is telling me, is a spiritual one. But again, I don't necessarily have to believe in quote-unquote God. It's my own conception of God, which can be very different from anything that is traditional. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jody E. from California. Deborah G., it's your turn, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dawn. Excuse me so much for your leading us today and everyone, your services. Thank you. Thank you for making this meeting possible, that I don't have to do this alone. And welcome, welcome all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. Wow. You know, I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and yesterday what just really hit me was I was reminded of that I came here because of my drinking, and I'm still here because of my thinking. It's so, even today, I mean, it's just like, it's never ending. I'm so glad I have you guys. I'm so glad I have my sponsor. I'm so glad I have meetings, you know, that you keep treating this mind of mine, you know. And I, for so many years, thought that I could do this. I could do this myself, you know, and I had the same result. I couldn't do it. It was so evident. But when I finally surrendered and had my sponsor take me through these beautiful 12 steps, that's where I got the spiritual help that I needed. It worked me. Those beautiful 12 steps worked on me, not to me. No, I'm sorry, not by me, but to me. And it was lovely that that happened, because I, for so many years, tried to do that. And I love how in this paragraph, you know, reading this paragraph is wonderful, because again, it reminds me, this doctor's even saying it, that I have a mind of a chronic alcoholic. I still do. And never seen one single case recover. Wow. So I need, it just tells me in a way that someone has seen that experience, I need to keep doing this. I need to keep on keeping on doing what I've been doing to treat this mind. Because again, I don't want to go back to thinking I can do this, because it's going to not end up very good. I know. And I don't want to go there. Thank you so much. Thank you all for holding hands with me and doing this together.
Thank you, Deborah G. from Arizona. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on page 27, starting with the first paragraph, some of our alcoholic readers, through two paragraphs ending with closed on him with a clang?
This is Mary S.
Cheryl
from Texas.
Was it Mary S? Mary S. from Texas?
Yes.
Perfect. And who is that other name?
Cheryl S.
Jan L. and Cheryl S. Anyone else? I have
Bev.
Mary S. Go ahead. Who is that?
Bev A.
Bev A.
No, M.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bev M. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Mary S., Jan L., Cheryl S., and Bev M. Go ahead, Mary. Please share with us.
Good morning. This is Mary S. from the Austin, Texas area, and I am calling in from Ketchikan, Alaska this morning, where I am for the summer. Thank you, God. I have been a very chronic compulsive overeater since the age of 27, and that's 49 years ago it started. And for today, I'm by the grace of God. Oh my gosh. I can say ditto, ditto, ditto to all of the people that share, because my life is the same as everyone else, you know, struggling with this food. But I want to share that my current abstinence is between 90 and 120 days. I think it's about 100 days today. And December 27th, after Christmas, I was binging in my living room, and I had been praying, and well, I had actually given up hope that OA would work for me after. And I had had the gift of 7 years of abstinence once, and I got a crazy thought in my mind about I was done with being a delegate to World Service, and the voice in my head after 7 years said, you know, you don't have any responsibilities anymore, so you don't have to be abstinent. And I didn't tell anybody those thoughts. And I look back now, and I want to tell everyone all my thoughts, because I relapsed, and it's been almost 10 years to get any time back with commitment. But in December 27th, I was sitting in my living room watching a movie, and it was a very difficult, hard movie about human trafficking. And the whole living room filled with the Spirit. And God spoke to me in a loud voice, not auditory so anyone else could hear it, but he says to me, he says, I want all of you. He says, I want you to enter into the suffering. And I knew exactly what he meant. I knew it. He wanted all of me to give this program, all of me. And entering into the suffering is reaching out to others to hear their suffering and for me to stay in recovery. The other day I was saying the third step prayer, and he says, you've got to bear witness. And I've never called into this meeting before. And I called a 2-year-old contact here in Ketchikan, and she picked me up, and she answered the phone and took me to a meeting Saturday. And it was lovely, and they asked me to speak. And it was like God said to me, you've got to bear witness. You've got to show up. You've got to show up for other people. And he is doing for me what I cannot do for myself. I've been abstinent. I pack my food on the airplane. And I think I heard my time was up. So I'm just I want to stay straight this summer so bad. So with God's help, I'll keep listening. Thank you for this meeting so much.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Mary S. from Texas. Jan L., it's your turn, followed by Cheryl S.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida. Thank you for doing service, everyone on the line. This paragraph talks about me. It says you have the mind of a chronic alcoholic. So chronic is defined as persisting for a long time or consistently recurring. Well, my compulsive overeating has persisted. I'm 65. I remember my first compulsive eating episode when I was either 5 or 6, very young. So I've always had it. And I have thought I was in recovery many times. I first came to Overeaters Anonymous 35 plus years ago. Over the years, over the decades, I've done my best to recover. I was shocked to realize recently that all the times I thought I recovered, what did that include? Weight loss, spiritual growth, doing my best to work the steps over and over and over. Really, I just was shocked to realize I had been dieting with group support. So while abstinence and being off the food is amazing and wonderful and necessary to get started. It can't be the end game for me because that only feeds my chronic mind. Then I start thinking I know or I've arrived. Well, my biggest iceberg is my knowing. I think I know what I need, what everybody else needs. I get my confidence from what all I know. I blot God with that huge iceberg of what I think I know, how I think things should be. So this is uncovered daily now that I've worked through the steps and am growing spiritually and work and doing 10, 11, and 12 because I have to look at this all the time. And what is left of me? You know, the it says at the end of this paragraph, he felt as though the gates of hell had closed on him with a clang. Well, my closing is, wow, I really don't know. I don't understand. I'm not supposed to know. My whole growth, my whole freedom in maintaining recovery is my unknowing, my recognition that I really, and that feeling, it leaves me feeling so empty. But that's a good place for me to be every time I work this program. And that is how I share my experience. So I do have my experience to share.
Time.
And I just want to thank everybody on the line. Thanks.
Thank you, Jan L. from Florida. Cheryl S., please share with us, followed by Bev M., and then I'll take a couple more names.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And this paragraph, these two paragraphs, and the shares I've heard this morning really emphasize the fact that this is a two-pronged disease. And so the lady that I read the big book with every week, we were talking about, actually, the food had been calling me and I'd been struggling. And she said to me, I treat the part of my disease, the allergy of my disease, with abstinence. That's the treatment for that part of this disease. But that alone is not enough. And because you know what? I can stop eating my compulsive foods, my allergic foods. And like in this book, you know, alcoholics can be kept from alcohol, and although that takes away the craving, it does nothing for the insanity for me. The insanity is all in my mind. It's not in the physical part of this disease for me. And if I don't take the steps to alleviate the insanity, to be returned to sanity, I will eat again. There's just no other outcome for me. That's my disease. I can't just treat half of it. And I can't do the steps and clear the wreckage of my past and set up my ideals and recognize my character defects and make amends and have recovery if I'm still eating. It has to be both. For me, the long-term recovery is in maintaining that abstinence, but doing the deal every day in 10, 11, and 12, because that's where I live. That's my head. And that's what does me in. My head drives me nuts if I'm not spiritually fit. I don't want to help other people. I don't want to be of service. I don't want to be nice. My ego is all over the place. I take everything personally if I'm not working 10, 11, and 12. So truly seeing the two parts of this disease and how they're treated separately was huge for me. And I'm so grateful for the people, those early sharers who said, you know, they were in relapse and they just wanted this so bad. And, you know, that's the other beauty of this disease.
Time.
We can come back. Thank you. Remember, you're only one meal away from abstinence. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Cheryl S. from Nevada. Bev M., please share with us.
Hi, I'm Bev M., a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. So the line that really stands out to me was, some of our alcoholic readers may think they can do without spiritual help. And for me, I have to take that even a little bit further because of my mind of a chronic alcoholic. So I have a tendency to be, I keep, even though I know I cannot do this on my own, even though I do have a little abstinence now, my mind always wants to tell me that you can arrange this, you can use the tools that you have throughout the day, that's what's going to keep you abstinent. And for whatever reason, I'm even, I can really relate with Lisa N., who spoke first. Even though I seem to be doing all the right things, like I say the right words in my quiet time and I may go to church and make outreach calls, but if I am not really working on that conscious contact with God, and if I'm not turning my life and my will over to God, my mind will still take me to emotional places that I know are really shaky for me. Because I have that twist of the mind that's going to say, your emotions are too big. You need to eat something for relief. And so for me, it's so important that I make a space in my life free of distractions, free of the lists that my self-reliant mind likes to make, and just have my time with God and turn my life and my will and especially my disease over to Him. And I am so grateful for everyone's shares today. They've just really touched my heart. And I'm so grateful for OA for showing me how to deal with this compulsive overeating. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Bev M. from Wisconsin. I'd now like to take the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Candy.
Nancy LJ.
Candy.
So Candy. And who is the LJ?
Nancy.
Nancy. Very good. All right. Go ahead, Candy. Hillary, I don't believe we're going to have time for you, but we'll leave your name on there just in case. So, Candy, please share, followed by Nancy LJ.
Thank you, Dawn, for leading the meeting. Thank you, everyone who's been on the meeting and who shared. Thank you to everyone who makes this meeting happen every day. I was starting to lose my contact with God. Things were happening in the world. I lost my sponsor, and I was losing touch with program and with my, as I said, spiritual contact. But I want to urge all the newcomers to keep coming. This meeting, these shares, have helped me re-understand that I do have my own personal God, that God gives me the strength and the comfort to be able to carry on no matter what happens, that I do have a God. My God is giving me strength to face anything terrible and always has,
since I was a child. So no matter what I've gone through in life, it's like that poem somebody mentioned yesterday, I think, on the special edition, looking back and seeing only one set of footsteps, but realizing that's because God was carrying me. So thank you all for letting me share, and thank you, Dawn, for your comforting voice, and I pass.
Ah, thank you, Candy P. Nancy LJ, please share with us.
Thank you. Good morning, Nancy LJ in California. So I had a thought with this paragraph about when I hit my first rock bottom. I had a doctor's appointment, and I remember eating everything I possibly could up to this doctor's appointment because I was going to talk to the doctor about what was going on with me. So I was, you know, binging my brains out because I thought this was going to be some miracle visit, right? And I saw the doctor, and I told the doctor, she says, okay, so anything else? Because I didn't mention it. And right at the end of the appointment, I said, well, yeah, I said, I can't stop eating. I cannot stop eating. I know if you look at your notes, how much weight I've gained in the past few months. And if I were to come in a few months from now, it's going to be a lot more than that. And she said absolutely nothing to that. She had, you know, her glasses on down to the tip of her nose and her little clipboard and her computer, whatever it was. And nothing. She just finished her script and gave me an appointment slip for some labs, and I was off. And, you know, I felt invisible going into that office, and boy, oh boy, after. But what I'm so grateful for is us humans, we want to live so bad, right? We want life. And I was dead at that time. And, you know, yeah, certainly I sent into a spiral, kept binging, you know, man, what else was I going to do? But I did have that inner drive to survive. And I, weeks later, found something on the internet that said, can't stop eating. And I clicked on it. And the rest is history. I'm just so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for hitting rock bottom, for that gift of just cannot do it anymore. Because, you know, without that, I wouldn't be here recovered. Gratefully abstinent, grateful for this program, all of these gifts I've been given, my life, my relationships, my healthy body, you know, all of it, my activity. So grateful. I've never been as healthy at six. I'm 65 and I've never been this healthy. So, yeah, thank you so much for letting me share, Nancy J, and have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Nancy LJ from California. And thank you to everyone who shared. If you're new, please stick around when we announce. We allow newcomers a chance to announce their names and numbers at the end of the meeting here. So now we're going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dana P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Star 1, Dana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My apologies for the brief intermission there. This is Dana P. in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until...